Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Like we've already talked about, you can rattle off realms of knowledge, and that doesn't mean you have any understanding. It doesn't mean you have any wisdom. It doesn't make you a good person. Doesn't mean you're contributing to society. Did you hear me? Because you're able to rattle off a bunch of stuff. But the key to genius, you could say, is memory. Had a fellow that was considered a genius by a lot of scholars tell me one time, he said, read and remember. Somebody was asking him about, how do you do it? Read and remember. And he'd read all kind of stuff and remembered most of it. You might say, well, I know it, but that ain't me. My memory ain't, especially since I turned 40, man. Whew, seems like my memory is just, I'd rather cuss. Rather not do either one. But do you know what I mean by that? I mean, cussing could just not mean much. But when you say that and release those words, you actually darken your own understanding. And you talk for 10 or 15 years about how your memory's slipping and how you can't remember anything, you'll get to where you can't remember anything. Brother Keith, ain't you ever heard of getting older? Have you? Have you read in the Bible about people who got older and were brilliant? You're not supposed to get duller. You're supposed to get sharper. Your body gets slower, not your mind. Not your mind. Yeah, you're 100 years old. You're physically not going to be just like you were when you're 20, but mentally you ought to be better. Better. Because the outward man is perishing. But the inward man is not perishing. It's not getting older. It's not wearing out. It's being renewed day by day. I said, well, Brother Keith, your brain gets old. Your mind is not your brain. We could physically remove your brain. You'd still have your mind. Now, you couldn't express yourself in this physical realm. That's what your brain's for. Your brain, just like your spirit. You lost your body right now. You don't cease to exist. And you don't turn into an angel. That'd be a demotion. You just leave here. If you're saved, you go up. If you're not, you go down. You don't hang around. You lose your earth suit, you got to get out of here. But you retain your mind. You remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Jesus telling them about actual people. And they died. And, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. And the rich man lift up his eyes in hell, being in torment. And they talked, they knew each other. They talked about stuff they had did in this life. They remembered, right? Their minds are there. Their souls are there. Right?
Yes, sir.
Just no body. The body's on the earth. Sometimes, in school, I would think, because they'd tell us about you got so many brain cells. And then they tell you you're not using most of them, But then sometimes you'd feel, have you ever studied, if you went to school and you studied 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 and you felt like, man, I think I got something in every one of them cells. That's a misconception. There is no limit to what you can know and understand. Your mind is a part of your eternal being. There are no limitations. Got nothing to do with the number of brain cells. People hold this mass of tissue in their hands and then they go, isn't that something? All the amazing inventions came out of this couple of pounds of tissue. It did not. It came from God through the spirits of men, and their minds expressed themselves through that gray matter. But no, don't you give the glory of all that to that flesh. Say it out loud, there is no limit to what I can learn, to what I can understand, to what I can remember. So the key to so-called genius is memory. Read and remember. But the key to memory is understanding. Everybody say understanding.
Understanding.
It's challenging to remember a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense to you. Have you ever studied for a test? And you just tried to remember it till in the morning. Right? And you were able to make it through. But what about 5 years from then? Not a clue. Memory, if you look up the words, it has to do with impression. Like you took something impressed in on your skin and you move your thumb. Well, that impression is still there. For you to remember something, it has to make an impression on you. And it has to mean something to you. Well, what is the definition of understanding? To grasp the meaning of it, the significance of it, the value of it. And we use the words, I see. When you understand something, you use the word, I see. Don't you?
Yes, sir.
This is a little bit challenging here, but are y'all helping me or not? Are you?
Yes.
This is a little different than what we normally do.
Right.
But let's stay with it, huh?
Yes.
Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Knowledge, understanding, wisdom. What's the key to memory? Got to understand it. If you understand it, then it makes an impression on you. And if it makes an impression on you, it'll stay with you. And it's not through a bunch of effort on, that's the joy of it. You don't have to try to remember it. I said, you don't have to try to remember it. So much of this, we haven't touched the tip of. A big part of your memory is connected to your nose. It's a fact. Memory and your nose. Smell. Have you ever been going along and you smell something? And what happens next? You remember something that happened. I mean, like it was yesterday. Right? Why? It made an impression on you. And where you try, you got all these things in you. How many memories do you have in you? If we could pull them up on the computer and see the number of files, it would be astronomical. And are you sitting here tonight trying to say, yeah, I got to hold on to that. I got to hold on to those, all those, I think I'm letting one slip. No, come on. Come on. Come on. No, it is effortless as far as we're concerned. If it made an impression, it's there. Forever. We're made in the God class. Oh, we've underestimated ourselves. We've let the devil sell us so short. From the time you're little, the devil, through ignorant parents, through insensitive kids in the schoolyard, through confused teachers and coaches and anybody else he can move through to try to convince you, well, you're not as smart as the other kids. Dummy, dunce, ignorant, laugh at you, make fun of you, you couldn't get it. And the saddest thing is when people that you believe in tell you, well, now, honey, you better use what you can because, you know, God didn't give you that brain that some other people have. And you ain't got the smarts and we ain't got the money. So you better just work with what you got. Well, you know, you got your hands, but you know, God didn't give you too much upstairs, so you just have to be thankful for what God gave you. And, you know, you ain't smart as everybody else, but that's all right. God loves you. Say it out loud. I can learn
anything.
I can understand
anything.
I can remember
anything.
There is no limit
to what I can learn
and understand. Go with me to Isaiah, please. Glory to God. Now, there's a lot of stuff that's not worth learning. And there's a lot of things that don't pertain to your life and calling life. Right? So why bother? Why get into it? There's a lot of stuff I don't know about. And don't intend to try to find out about either. But my areas and things that pertain to what I'm doing, I need to continually be learning and more understanding. Isaiah. This is the scripture that the first part of that confession comes from that you've heard me say so many times. Did I tell you the chapter? Did you pick it up? Oh, 11. Isaiah 11. Because you're quick, right? This is a quick bunch around here. Quick. Quick. Very sharp. Good looking. Very rich. And a major blessing. Guys, stir up just a little bit now. Don't sell yourself short on tonight. I know some of this requires you to think a little bit and focus, but that's all right. It'll be well worth your investment now, I'm telling you. Stay with me. Don't let it just go by you. Can you be brilliant?
Yes.
Are you supposed to be brilliant?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are. The devil's a liar.
Yes.
He's lied to us.
Yes, he has.
In so many different subtle ways and overt ways, trying to undermine our confidence. And our ability to see and know and understand. But he's a liar. I said he's a liar. We're made in the image of God. He's made us brilliant.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Established by Understanding, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602C. That's R-1602C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.